All my life, I wanted to make it to the top. Some said I wouldn't. They told me no, but I didn't stop. Working hard, making those moves every day, but I'm off my knees with no need to pray for this brand new episode. Hello and welcome to a mini episode of Totally 80s and 90s Recall. That's right. This is not one of our normal episodes. This is a podcast, if you don't know, where we take a look at everything the memorable decades of the 80s and 90s had to offer, from music and movies to television and pop culture. If you're new to the show, we're so excited that you found us and we promise you'll have an awesome time. And for our returning listeners and subscribers, it's great to have you back. I am one of your hosts, David, joined as always by a guy who loves cooking MCs like a pound of bacon. It is my good friend, Rob.
I love bacon. He does love bacon. Yeah. Hey, this is, Hey. I'm.
You can just say hello today.
Hello. I'm feeling a little on my heels.
It feels old school because we, in previous episodes, we've been talking about our recap show coming up. Uh-huh. And in our first versions of this podcast, you would just say hello in some language. It had no rhyme or reason.
Yeah. Ahoy, matey.
So yeah, you're back to these little things. So, well, normally we release a new episode every Tuesday. But just for some fun, because Rob and I felt like it, and as a thank you to all of our loyal listeners, we've designed an extra mini episode just to give you a little more 80s, 90s recall. And when I say we, I mean me, because Rob knows nothing about what is going on today. Is that accurate?
I'm absolutely clueless, and I'm a little nervous.
No need to be nervous, Rob. Take a deep breath.
All right.
Relax. All right. And lay back and enjoy the ride. That's the best way to look at this, right? Okay. So. Well, it's going to be easy, Rob. We're doing a musical situation here. Right. I thought it would be fun to take a look at the top 10 songs in America on this date back in 1990. Wow. So I'm going to reveal the top 10 off the Billboard Hot 100. I did not pick these songs. These are the actual 10 songs that were in the top 10. So we can all see what everyone was listening to back in October of 1990. Rob has no idea what this top 10 looks like. So we'll get his real-time reaction as to whether or not these songs are worthy of top 10 status, and no cheating and using your laptop over there to be looking up
stuff. Promise.
You just get to read and react.
And you're going to start with 10 and move your way down.
Number 10 to one.
Okay. No cutting, like no cut line. We're just doing straight through the list.
We're just introducing the top 10 in America on this date in 1990. We're going to see what the 10 most popular songs were. And I think you're going to be surprised.
Wow.
So I think you're going to have some
1990.
Fun. 1990, right as the decade started.
Okay. So,
All right. Well, let's head to Tom's Diner and see if we can't end up knocking some boots as we take a look at the hottest 10 songs for today, all the way back in 1990. Real quick, fans, before we check out this top 10, if you want to ensure you never miss an episode of Totally 80s and 90s Recall and haven't already done so, make sure you hit that subscribe button and then share it with a friend so everyone can enjoy this great thing that is Totally 80s and 90s Recall. And with that, Rob, let's dive in. As I know how excited you are, I can see it on your face. Uh-huh. The YouTubers at home can see it on your face. I'm pumped up.
I'm worried.
All right. I'm going to start it off with number 10. I'm going to play the song. We're going to see if you can decipher these songs.
Okay.
But this was the number 10 song on the Billboard Hot 100 on this date in 1990.
What?
What?
Shoot.
All right, Rob.
I don't know.
He doesn't know. Well, this is Can't Live Without Your, in parentheses, Love and Affection by Nelson. The Twin Towers that are the blonde Nelson bombshells. This would eventually hit number one on the US Hot 100, which I know you love. So, first reaction.
Crap.
Just immediately crap.
Nelson.
Don't you remember the blonde?
Yeah,
twins?
I know who they were. Yeah. They were like, they were sons of, Ricky Nelson.
That's correct.
Yeah,
Yeah. You know about Ricky Nelson. Yeah. I'm a little, so you weren't a big Nelson fan. You didn't have that album? You had a lot of albums.
No.
They were hot on the chart.
This well, that's fine.
Was a big one they had After the Rain. They had a ballad that's that people fine. Enjoyed a lot.
The fact that you can name two songs.
I gotcha.
They have two.
They were popular. So we'll give them that. I think they have three if you really want to dig into it a little further. They were hot.
Nelson.
They were hot there for a minute. Okay. You can be as mad as you want to be about it. So.
Well, I'm going to apologize because this is one of those songs that you're going to get umpteen texts and you're going to get things on Instagram. People going,
no,
I'm hating on Nelson, and everybody loves Nelson.
I will concede it's not the best. You know, I might have liked it more when I was this age in 1990, 14 or whatever.
No,
it's not so great now. No. So it definitely sounds dated. Is that accurate?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
So not enjoying that one.
Nope.
So you don't agree with the American radio listeners on number 10?
No.
All right,
I don't.
Okay. Well, that takes us to number 7.
Okay.
Or number 7.
Number 9.
That's crazy time, right?
I was going to say.
7's part of the name of this band as I give a piece away. So that's why I said that. But it's number 9, and this was the song at this spot in 1990.
It's After 7.
Oh, very good. Made love for the very first time.
There you go.
Wait here. See if you can get the song, man. No?
Hold on. I can see the video. We're going to let this play a little bit. We got it. It's you and the
friends.
Can't stop. There it is.
You feel vindicated now?
Is it Can't Stop?
It is Can't Stop. So the number 9 song in America is Can't Stop. So
I like it.
Topped out at number 6 on the US Hot 100. This song is, of course, a thing because it's got a little booty to it.
Yeah.
Definitely a booty. It's booty-ish jam.
Booty-ish.
It's a little faster tempo.
Yeah.
But the song says, last night you made something, you have something special I made.
Yeah.
I made love for the very first time.
Yeah.
We know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
Here,
yeah. So. No, I feel you were really good in one of our episodes about doing a mixtape.
Yes.
And you really did a nice job of laying that chronology of the mixtape.
No,
and you were like, oh, you got to start with this and you got to end with this and something in the middle. This feels, if we're going to go booty jam-ish, that this would be early in the night.
Yes. And then you want the ones later to
seal
then the deal.
You bring in Keith Sweat.
Oh my gosh.
In the cleanup.
Well, we bring in Keith Sweat, just babies everywhere. That's what's going to happen.
Baby making music.
All right. So, initial reaction to number 9.
I like that one.
Oh, okay.
I like that one.
Better than Nelson?
Yeah, because I want to say, who was in after 7? Do you know?
No. I didn't do that much research on this one.
Because I wanted to say that there's some connection with, I'm not even going to say it because I'll sound stupid.
Are you going to say Jodeci?
I was going to say Tony.
All right.
I wanted to say there was like a...
Well,
anyway.
What you can do is you can check that offline and bring it back to another episode.
Yeah.
And be like, for those that listened, I was right.
Yeah,
or maybe you were wrong.
Yeah, so. I don't know.
All right. That takes us to the number 8 song in America. It's a dance song.
Oh.
Got kind of a house beat to it.
I know it.
Oh, I know it. I know it.
Is it everybody?
Hold on. My favorite part of the song comes up here in a second. Right here.
Ow.
Oh. That's my favorite part of the song is the ow. Yeah, that's the best part right there.
I know the song.
He goes, ow.
And that's all it is.
This is it.
Yeah.
This is on a loop. Cantaloupe.
I don't.
So that is Everybody, Everybody.
Everybody, Everybody.
By Black Box.
Nope.
Yes, number 8 in the country on this day in 1990. This is as high as it would ever get on the US Hot 100. Going back to a previous episode, Martha Wash sang backup vocals on this.
She's
the queen of 90s backing vocals. Also, as we mentioned previously, on CNC's Gonna Make You Sweat and famous for the 70s song, It's Raining Men.
It's Raining Men. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
So she's there on this one too.
Wow.
So,
that would have been, what year was that?
19, what What do you mean?
Oh, sorry, 1990. Sorry, we got too many ideas rolling around.
What are you talking about?
This is all of these are 1990.
We have one idea.
That's right. Okay, yes.
This is the top 10, Rob.
All right,
on this date in 1990.
I'm trying to think. This would have been way before my club rat days.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I don't know.
You didn't do this.
No.
I just imagine you in your
little
room.
Sticks.
Yeah, you could be in your room. You could jump off the bed and do a spin.
Nope.
Right.
Yeah, and my knockoff of
That would have been good.
No, I had Patrick Ewing shoes. Patrick Ewing had his own. They're
his own shoes.
Back in the day.
Wasn't he dunking on or the Shaq?
Something. I don't know.
One of those.
Anyway.
All right. Well, that takes us to number 7. Another big pop, like dance type song. Could be, feels like a school dance or roller rink or something like that.
Okay. All right. I'll be good. Oh, benefit. The doubt.
Yeah.
Oh. Is this Pebbles?
It is Pebbles. Good call.
I got it.
Good pull.
I'm going to go benefit of the doubt.
That is what it is.
Hey, Pebbles with benefit of the doubt. Okay.
Well, cool. It's not benefit of the doubt. You're in the ballpark.
Yeah.
So it's giving you the benefit.
Oh, wow.
Giving
you the benefit.
As you said. This would hit number 4, ultimately, on the U.S. Hot 100. Her previous 1987 hit, Mercedes Boy. Remember that one?
Oh, I do remember that.
That hit number 2 on the Hot 100. So Pebbles was...
I liked your...
had some hotness there.
I liked your roller rink.
Yeah. That sounds like that, right?
Playing it.
I think so.
Yeah, down at
Oaks
Park.
I could see that. You'd be...
yeah, and then... Yeah.
Keep the arms pumping so you don't fall down.
Mm-hmm.
Did you roller skate good?
No, I was a one-leg roller skater. So, you know, some people could do the two leg, like I was one leg all the way around.
One leg.
It was the right leg. And I just.
Did you do where you squatted and had like one leg out in front? You know what I'm talking about?
I couldn't even stand up.
Oh, okay.
So I just did the one leg all the way around and that's how I did it.
I actually could roller skate a little bit.
And then I had to stay really close to the wall because if I got too far away.
So you weren't out skating with the ladies?
No, I went to one roller skating party with, I don't know if I should say her name.
No.
Don't say her name?
With a lady.
Okay. Yeah. Fifth grade, maybe?
Sure.
We went to the roller rink.
Yeah.
Had a fun night. I fell down multiple times.
Perfect.
Broke my wrists. And then we had to ride in the truck on the way back.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. That was back in the day when you could ride canopy. It was canopy. Perfect. We all hauled in the back.
Yeah.
I started not feeling good. I had one shoe on, one shoe off because mid-ride, I was trying to get my shoes on and I had a knot or something. Anyway, started getting sick. Puked in front of her apartment complex.
Oh, nice.
And that's what all the kids were talking about.
That is a great memory.
Yeah.
Puking Rob.
Yeah. Everybody. Oh, and then what she told me, we got back to school the next day and she said, when I woke up this morning, there was a slug crawling through your puke.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So yeah, I didn't.
They didn't even clean it up.
Nope. Didn't like her anymore.
Okay. Yeah. She's done.
Yep.
All right. Well, that takes us to number 5. And number 5 is a repeat offender on this program. He has had a song.
What's number 6?
Number 6. Did we not do number 6?
I don't know.
Number 6. Oh, no. I'm at number 6. I apologize.
No, that's okay.
We're at number 6.
That's okay.
Again, still a repeat offender on the countdown. He's been here before. You're not going to like it, but we're going to listen to it because it was popular.
But now, you like it.
I don't. And I have 2 actual bits here because he's been on here before. We've listened to him before. So I have a couple different parts of it. So we experienced the whole song. Right?
Okay.
So we'll play the first part right here. Number 6 this week on the Billboard Hot 100. Does that sound like an early 90s rap?
This is Dino.
It is. But this isn't Dino. This is the rapper that he hired. I wanted to play his
rap. Was anybody famous?
No. Oh, by the way, this guitar solo is...
Is that a keytar?
Kind of next level. So...
I remember you used to do a guitar. You would do a sound you would make.
All right. Anyway, so for Dino. Anyone. For
what was the name of that song?
Romeo.
Romeo.
And for anyone who didn't hear on the previous Worst Songs episode he was on there. I'm going to give him a little preview of what the chorus actually sounds like for this song well. So.
This sounds like 1990.
So bad. This is number 6. All right, you can fade that out.
What?
That's enough.
Why? I wish somebody would start remaking these.
Okay. Well, 6 is as high as this song would ever chart on Hot 100.
And that's being generous.
Way too high. this was one of our worst songs, episode number 41. So if you haven't checked that out, I highly suggest you can go back and hear everything great we had to say about Dino. I will just say this. We are not fans of Dino.
I'm not impressed.
Not impressed.
No, not impressed.
So do you have anything further to add about Dino at this time?
No.
You just want to forget about that one?
He's forgettable. He's forgettable.
You've heard that song a couple of times now, though. Yeah. So the next time it pops on, you might find yourself going, I'll be your Romeo.
Okay. Yeah. Those are one of the songs you want to hate, but then you'll sing it.
All right. Now we're at the number five. So we're in the top five here. These are the big guns.
In,
Rob.
This week in 1990.
Coming in at number five.
Oh, there's freaking Casey Kasem.
So here we go. I thought you might like this one.
Maxi Priest.
It is Maxi Priest.
Yep.
It's got a nice...
Oh, and it's got like the strings.
Yes. It's got a nice soothing beat to it.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's...
What's your reaction to that one?
Is that
number five? You feel good about that?
I like that one.
All right.
This is my favorite one on the list so far.
Wow. This hit number one on the US Hot 100. So it was a number one hit.
What's the name of the song?
I'm sorry. This is Close to You.
Close to You.
By Maxi Priest. Uh-huh. I thought you had said it. So this is a little of that early 90s pop with a little reggae touch action here. Maxi was known for that. So this was on the radio a lot. I remember this song.
Oh, yeah.
Constant airplay on the old Z100.
Z100. Oh, yeah. The morning zoo crew.
Hey, it's 63 degrees coming at you now, Maxi Priest, on Portland's number one hit music station. That's what they would say all the time. Yeah, Portland's number one hit music station. I had a t-shirt. It was a turquoise blue t-shirt, and it had Z100 across the front of it because they had come out and done some kind of promo or something. So I had a Z100 t-shirt, and I wore it till it fell apart.
Somewhere here. Oh, yeah, right here. Our fans at home.
Oh, my goodness. It lives. It's alive.
Z100.
Call the Z100 hotline and get two tickets to this weekend's tractor pull.
Call Z100's concert line. Look at that. Back when you actually bought tickets.
Bought tickets. Yeah. All right, Rob. We're going to number four. And you are going to you're going to either love or hate number four. I'm actually not sure
what to
expect. You like it? I don't know. So... I actually really like this song, I'll hit play. I didn't have it set up, so I don't have a timestamp on it.
That's right. Let's see what we get.
Let's see what happens.
Yo, VIP. Let's kick it. Ice, ice, baby.
So this is,
it needs no introduction.
All
right, stop. Collaborate and listen. Ice is back with a brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me.
I do like this song.
Oh, of course. It's a classic. I like it as well.
I don't know.
I was messing with you. So I like it a lot.
Dance.
It makes me think of my freshman year in high school quite a bit. So, this is Ice Ice Baby by the one and only Vanilla Ice. Surname, Rob?
Rip Van Winkle.
Robert
Van Winkle.
Rip Van Winkle, the old guy who slept for 100 years.
Sorry.
But yes, same people.
Rip Van Winkle.
What can we say about this? It's iconic. Good or bad, depending on your thoughts. Early 90s. Number one or top five anywhere you could find it in the world.
Good.
And just a little advice for folks out there. If you're on an ice baby, Vanilla Ice, apparently Rip Van Winkle trip this weekend. Check out Cool as Ice. Drop that zero. Get with that hero and catch you a movie that's really going to make you feel good. So,
we got to do that movie.
Cool as Ice.
We'll do that.
We'll do that as part of our.
Drop that zero. Get with the hero.
Well, that was his. Yeah. That's his go-to line in that.
The only other thing I remember that comes to mind when I hear Ice Ice Baby is Jim Carrey's version on. In Living Color.
He did a good job.
Very
spoofing old.
Kicks his shoe off.
Word to your mother.
Word to your mother.
He goes, ooh.
When he kicks his shoe off, I just remember that being so funny. But anyway.
All right. Well, that takes us to the number three song. Top three. Comes from a very famous artist. Not a song I listen to a lot. I know the song, just didn't spend a lot of time with it.
Okay.
So here it is, number three.
What is this? George Michael.
Yes, it's George Michael. No, I didn't know the name of it till I saw it on the thing.
What is it?
All right, so at number three this week, Praying for Time.
Wow, I don't.
By George Michael. So this hit number one on the US Hot 100 for 1 week. In 1990. So, like I said, I know the song, but in 1990, I just didn't spend a lot of time listening to it. It wasn't what I would say was a go-to song for me at that time.
Yeah.
But since you haven't heard it in a long time, or that's the first time hearing it, what's your reaction?
I like George Michael.
I think he sounded really good on that.
And actually, I think you told us about, you told my wife and I about the Wham documentary. Yeah. And I got a whole different kind of respect for him after watching
it. You watched it.
Yeah. So good. It was really good. And so I have a whole different kind of perspective on George Michael and Wham and the whole thing. That was really, but that he was very talented.
Yeah.
It's kind of a sad story.
It's a good song now that I listen to it.
Yeah.
Just when I was 14, maybe not what I was listening to. Because I was listening to Ice Ice Baby. So
yeah,
that's the bridge we're crossing right there. Right. So don't listen to the good song. Listen to Rip Van Winkle. All right. So this takes us to number two, Rob. And this is my favorite song on this top 10 this week.
Better than Maxi Priest?
Better than Maxi Priest. All coming in at number two.
I know this
one. He knows that one.
This would be your favorite.
Oh, yeah.
Is this Black Cat?
It is Black Cat.
By Janet Jackson.
The one and only. I love this song.
Yeah, I remember. Yep, I remember you like.
I wore this tape out.
Oh, I like.
It's a great chorus.
Oh,
got the guitar in the background. Yeah. That song is fantastic.
That'd
be on a top. Song. That probably is on a top 10.
Yeah.
Of 90 songs for me, right there.
And it is, it is, it's a rock song.
Oh, yeah.
It's
so good. So this is, as Rob said,
it holds its own as a rock song.
Yeah. Black Cat by Janet Jackson, number one, obviously hit on the US Hot 100. It's off the Rhythm Nation 1814 album.
Yeah.
I, again, wore that album out. I would sit in my room on the rainy days.
Yeah.
And
there were many of them in Portland.
The tape insert, it had lyrics.
Oh, yeah.
So I would literally listen to the song over and over again and do the lyrics until I memorized the whole song. Because I, for some reason, really wanted to memorize the whole song. I have no actual reason as to why I would want to do that, but I spent more time than I should have doing that.
Yeah. No, that was a good one.
I'm sure if you were in the other room, you'd hear Black Cat and you'd hear me yelling. And what is happening in there, right?
But
And sometimes I'd be playing Nerf Oop in my room. I had it on the back of my door. Remember, we used to dunk on each other on the
Your
Nerf
mom would
Oop.
Yell at us because it'd get kind of crazy.
I'm surprised we didn't break any doors. I don't know how that didn't happen because we banged into the door. And how we didn't put a hole in drywall or anything makes no sense. We were like stepbrothers falling down the steps in that room, throwing each other on the bed. It was and that was not a big bedroom, so it's just like a Jabberwocky of elbows and Nerf balls. All right, so I don't know what's going on there. So that takes us, Rob, to the number one song.
What would number one be this week?
In October 20th, 1990.
Okay.
Here we go.
Oh, your face says it all.
Not what you expected. Here we go. It's very good. You know this is my jam right here, right?
Is this a band?
No, it's a singer.
Is it? It's not Ingram.
It is Ingram. James Ingram.
It's James Ingram?
It is.
Not the way you
That is James Ingram.
Okay, I got the guy.
Number one this week.
But I don't
song
know
is the, I Don't Have the Heart.
Wow.
I love this song. You know me in slow love songs. Gotta have it.
I'm not going to lie. When I first heard it come on, I was thinking, oh, crap. It's going to be Peebo.
It was not Peebo. It was James Ingram.
All right.
Ingram, very good, too. Rob, let's be honest. This was played at a dance somewhere in 1990, right? Somebody was dancing to this song.
Oh, yeah.
And that had to be happening. Received a Grammy Award nomination for this song and lost, again, me and the Grammys, we don't get along very often.
Who do you lose to?
He lost to Roy Orbison for Oh, Pretty Woman. I don't
like that. That's a classic.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
How are they even in the same category? Those aren't even the same kinds of songs. It's
Roy Orbison. That is a weird.
It was for Best Pop Vocal Performance.
Okay.
All right. And okay. The only reason that Roy Orbison, that's an old song anyway. It's not like it came out in 1990. It just got popular back on the radio because of what, Rob?
Pretty Woman.
The movie.
Yeah.
Julia.
Yeah.
Richard.
Wow. Okay.
I think that was a stolen award, but that's okay. The other people in the category were awful, so James should have won. It was like Rod Stewart.
You love Rod Stewart.
Sting was in there again.
You love Rod Stewart.
So, yeah, I was. So
the Motown song.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So first reaction to that song, the number one song.
Too slow.
Too slow.
Too slow. Yeah.
Just never did enough necking in the back of a car. That's a good song to be necking to right there. So nothing I can do about
necking.
That. Yeah. So well, that was.
Did
the
you
top.
Ever make out in the backseat of a car?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you?
I did. Oh, did you not?
Yeah, I did one time.
Okay.
Well, a couple times.
I think that's a rite of passage for people. Yeah, I think
it's okay. Yeah.
At least in our day, I don't know if they do that anymore, but we would park in cars. We had nowhere else to go.
Yeah.
So there you go. Anyway, all right. Sorry. Well, that was the top 10 songs in the United States on this day back in 1990. So what is your overall impression from 10 to 1, Rob? The consistency of that top 10.
I think that, I don't know. Some of these, it's a weird mix, man.
It's a weird.
But I changed my vote. Earlier I said Maxi Priest was my favorite.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Black Cat.
Oh, agreed.
I agree with
both
you.
Of us.
Yeah. I
hadn't heard that song in a long time.
I hadn't.
And how
when
good
I hit
it?
The chorus, I was like, man, that is a
that's good,
standalone
right?
rock song. That's good.
I think so.
I like it.
I loved that song.
And I was proud of myself that I pulled out Pebbles.
That was good.
And a James Ingram.
Yeah. And I love that you remembered that I loved that song.
Yeah.
Because I listened to it a lot.
A lot. Yeah.
So you must have had some PTSD of being in my room and being like, Black Cat again?
Yeah. I remember watching MTV and stuff. And
oh, yeah.
Yeah. You were very specific on the things you like. Uh-huh. And so then we would just watch them again and again. And
I think that's one of those I recorded off MTV.
Yeah.
And then I had a tape of recorded videos and we watched that. In fact, there was a video. Remember one time they used to do premiere videos on MTV. Mm-hmm. And one time we gathered at your house because Public Enemy was debuting a new
on Fox.
Video.
It was after,
I think it was
Simpsons or something.
Yeah. It was either Can't Trust It.
It was
or
Can't Trust It.
Was By the Time I Get to Arizona.
It was
one
Can't
of
Trust
those
it.
Two songs.
Because it had a slave.
It did. Yeah.
It was a slave ship video. Yeah.
And we watched that video and we were like, oh, this is great. And So
yeah.
I remember that. That's funny. Used to get hyped up for those videos. So, all right. Well, if you enjoy this podcast, please take a second, give it 5 stars, drop us a review. It'll help the show out a bunch. And we just like to hear from you to see if we're doing a good job. Are we doing a good job, Rob?
I think we're doing a great job.
Doing a great job.
Yeah. I mean, for two guys that
playing
kind of making it up as they go, I think we're doing all right.
Playing Portland's greatest hits. That's what we're doing. I don't know. They probably put greatest hits everywhere. Well, according to Billboard, those were the 10 greatest hits this day in October.
Traffic is bumper to bumper on the Banfield.
Bumper to bumper on the Banfield. I-205 is in gridlock. So, all right. Well, that brings us to the end of this mini episode. We hope you like the mini episodes. Maybe we'll do some more of these in the future. Gives us a chance to get in here, have a little fun. We revisited the top 10 songs for this day in October 1990, October 20th to be specific. If you like today's musical choices, we provided links in the show notes. So go ahead and go there. You can listen to all of these. Nelson, Maxi Priest, you got Black Cat, you got James Ingram. You got a mix of everything. Yeah. And Romeo will be there as well. We will not forget about Dino. Finally, we'd like to thank all of our listeners, whether you're first timers, subscribers, for hanging out with Rob and I. Hopefully we gave you an hour or so of some laughs, or this time maybe a little less than an hour. Yeah. Huh, Rob, we jumped right through.
Sitting right about 30 minutes.
Yeah. Well, don't forget to tune in for all new episodes of Totally 80s and 90s Recall every Tuesday, as this one again is outside of that window.
Mm-hmm.
So there we go, Rob.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always like being here.
I would say you would ask for homework at this time, but you already knew your homework.
Yeah.
and it's probably already complete. If it's not complete, that's a foul. But no, just for anybody who's not aware,
I'll be ready.
Since this will be coming out before that episode, mm-hmm. our next full episode dropping this Tuesday coming up,
yeah.
as usual, we'll be covering our 90s Country Volume 1 episode.
Yep. So, yep. That'll be good.
In case anybody wants to listen to that.
Well, we hope they do.
We'll be putting on our boots and kicking back, right?
Boot scooting boogie.
New
boot goofing.
New boot goofing. I like new boot goofing. That's great. So on that note, we'll be done new boot goofing. Fancy goodbye, Rob.
No fancy goodbye.
Awesome.
All right. So,
I'll be your Romeo. Twice. Who would ever thought Dino would make it twice onto our show?
Yeah, that probably should be the last time.
I can't control it. He was in. I can't control it. He was on the billboard.